Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Pellen Green groep is op koers om 'n reuse nuwe aanleg in Suid-Afrika te bou wat onder meer groen waterstof, sintetiese metanol en vliegtuigbrandstof vervaardig en die produkte sal uitsluitlik met hernubare energie vervaardig word. Nou dit is 'n baie groot projek wat volgens berigte meer as 40 miljard rand sal beloop en die aanleg sal naby Saldanhabaai in die Weskaap gebou word. Alexandra Eybrims is die adjunkminister van elektrisiteit en energie en sy het hierdie week met die bestuur van die Pellen Green groep vergader en sy het in 'n verklaring gesê dat die groen waterstof bedryf groot belofte vir Suid-Afrika inhou en dat dit baie broodnodige werksgeleenthede kan skep. Alexandra Eybrims is nou op die lyn. Alexandra, baie welkom by die program. There seems to be a lot of excitement about this project. It's very big. Tell us about the Pellen Green project. What will happen there?
I can only speak from my engagements with them. It's obviously always best to get a representative from the group out to hear from the horse's mouth. But from my engagements with them, I see it as a big economic opportunity for not just the country and the province, but also the municipality, what their value offer is. It extends far beyond just green hydrogen, and it extends very deep into a value chain that, you know, starts from construction into permanent jobs and so forth. And I mean, it extends into other areas such as transport and logistics and many other aspects. So I think it's a very positive investment into the community and, you know, just other aspects to it. You know, when companies move in or set up shop and lay roots, you know, other aspects such as telecommunications come in and the entire municipality just benefits from having companies set up roots in their towns.
But there seems to be a significant potential for a green hydrogen and green ammonia industries in South Africa. There are several others in the pipeline as well. There's a big one from Sasol at Buchus Bay. There's one hydrogen in Kuga. That's a massive project. There's one in Prisca and one in Secunda. How do you foresee the development of this industry and how it will contribute to our economy?
So, you know, this industry is not new to South Africa. It's been around since 2007 when government initially started with all the case studies, the research into it. And there are three actual national policies that have been recently developed that speaks to green hydrogen and the commercialization of hydrogen. And one can never ignore that from green hydrogen, there are other manufacturing and industrial components that we can move into, such as green fertilizers, e-fuels, as you mentioned in your opening, the industrial steel economy. So just from an industrial development perspective, it is massive. And then also where strategically it's located, you know, South Africa is very rich in wind and solar along our coastal routes. And then, of course, solar being inland. So we are really an asset on, I would say, even the continent when it comes to renewables and this industry where we can grow and create more jobs from. We are going to be hosting the second Africa Green Hydrogen Summit here in Cape Town, South Africa, in September the 15th and the 16th. And that will also attract, you know, many stakeholders, international investors, academia, technology experts to come in and share their latest projects, share their latest technologies, lessons learned and so forth. So that'll be a very interesting summit for those who are interested to actually learn more about the industry and, you know, where we're going as a country.
In the press statement your office sent out yesterday, you are quoted as saying that government needs to make it easier for these projects to be approved and for them to start producing the green hydrogen and other related products. What do you believe are the main challenges the government must address to ensure that these companies find it easier to build these plants and easier to do business here?
So, you know, government is responsible for creating environments for businesses to thrive. And most often you see government layering regulations that create an environment of uncertainty and it creates an environment of handcuffing industries because they can't progress because the regulatory framework is so bureaucratic. And sometimes what we also experience is that national legislation does not trickle down that speaks to provincial and local legislation. So that's what I mean by creating it easier, that the three spheres of government need to speak to each other, need to be in sync in order to support these companies. So for example, we can't have a national green hydrogen commercial strategy and then there's nothing within local communities, local municipalities that can implement that strategy. And if you think about other aspects, you know, we are responsible as government for infrastructure and logistics. And our ports and our rails have not been where they need to be in order to keep pace with an economy that is meant to be growing. So that is where we need to focus our attention on. And, you know, it's really great that national government has finally realized that state-owned monopolies in these key infrastructure areas, such as the logistics networks, energy networks, and so forth, are finally being done away with. So we can increase partnership with the private sector to create more competition in this regard and just open up. So that is what I mean when I say as government, we need to do our part and allow business to get on with what they need to do.
Now, you see, that's the challenge for many, many industries in South Africa. So what will you do to try and make it easier for these companies to start operations here? Will there be a coordinated effort to try and get all of the spheres of government on the same page?
What we are focusing obviously on energy is obviously the pricing of energy and bundling Eskom. Those aspects to make the cost of electricity cheaper for businesses and not just businesses, households as well. But, you know, in my previous portfolio at the DTIC, they have something they call the Fusion Center, which is actually a dashboard which can track investment opportunities. So if an investor has a project, they register it and can actually track where in the government departments, and that is on all three spheres of government, a project is maybe getting delayed or stuck due to a letter of approval or permit in issue, a license in issue, and so forth. And then there can be more direct intervention with that specific area that's holding up a project. And that is how, you know, we plan to move investment into actual implementation, into the jobs that people want to see created.
Are there any of these green hydrogen projects on that list?
I haven't had a chance to look. I will have a chance to look, but I mean, the Phelan project, that is obviously going to be a first of its kind here in South Africa. And then there are a few, as you mentioned, Hive is one of them. Hive has been partnering with government for quite some time, but I can't say specifically which ones are on the list.
Alexandra, baie dankie. Dit was Alexandra Abrams. Sy is die adjunkminister van elektrisiteit en energie.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.